Kevin. Kevin. You're just ridiculously stupid.
Is this Kevin?
Welcome back. Oh, yeah, man, how you doing? You good?
I know you like that. I know you like that.
How long you been back, man?
Welcome back to a Friday edition of CCK. I'm at home. Casey's back in the studio. I'm not sure. Is the Rocket there or not? I don't know.
Kevin, we didn't think you were here.
I'm here, baby. Don't you worry about it.
Zah and I were prepared to have a nice little chat.
I'm always ready to swoop in. I got a lot going on. I'm trying to bang out multiple one-minute mans. I'm doing the goddamn Jets. And of course, all while trying to process the news. It's a dark, dark day for America, Casey, because a man that we all know, a man that's iconic, a man that has been in the spotlight forever, is now facing some medical issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I am talking about Rick Moranis getting sucker punched in the streets of New York City. What's going on? Maybe I was wrong, Casey. Maybe there is anarchy. Because if Rick Moranis, that quiet, sweet, little, gentle soul with the glasses and the nerd status and the movie library that he has, if he can't safely walk the streets of New York City without getting sucker punched in the face, well, maybe there is anarchy. And my heart goes out to the Moranis family. That man needs to be protected at all costs. And whoever sucker punched him deserves the electric chair. I can't even fathom doing that to that man. I know some of you probably don't even know. Casey, I don't even know if you know the extent of Rick Moranis. But Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Spaceballs, Ghostbusters, Little Giants. I mean, the list goes on and on. He was Barney Rubble in the Flintstones, for fuck's sake. He is a goddamn legend and a sweet, sweet man. And anybody who could sucker punch him in the face is an absolute fucking animal. So,
animal.
Any other news to talk about today?
I don't think so. By the way, just so you know what's going on in this studio right now, people just forget that. I guess if you're not here, radio's just not happening. I just got bombarded in the studio and shit thrown at me, so I didn't hear anything that you just said. I mean, it was like Brandon Walker and Jack Mack just walked in here as if there's just not a national radio show going on, and I was getting clothes thrown at me. So I apologize. Poor Rick Moranis. I feel very bad for him. Honey,
you and Rick Moranis both getting fucking, you know, bombarded with shit. I feel bad for both of you.
I can't believe he got sucker punched. Like, I mean, like you said, he's just the sweetest looking guy. But I didn't hear anything else that you said, because apparently I also am just going to be caught in the crossfires of New York City. It's anarchy in this building right now is what it is.
What, they were just fucking with you? Just decided to throw things?
No, it's this whole thing. Like, Brandon tried to get me to thirst trap in a Mike Leach. This is not important. Basically, I refuse to wear any Mississippi State gear because Mississippi State is in the same division as A&M. I'm not a Benedict Arnold. And I guess Mississippi State sent me a bunch of clothes and Brandon's mad about it. It's not important whatsoever. But for some reason, he felt at 2:02, right as our radio show is showing, that this is the time to give it to me. So let's talk about Trump, should we?
let's talk about the news of the day. I'm so mad at myself because I was up late because I was coming down from the fucking electrical roller coaster series I was on after the goddamn Jets. We'll talk about them in a little bit. So I actually was up at that hour. I was like getting into bed and I was going to sleep, but I definitely saw 1 a.m. on my phone. I guess I just wasn't on Twitter at the very end of the night, which I guess is a good thing, because I probably would have been up till like 3 just fucking tweeting and reading and going crazy over the news. But yeah, late last night, obviously by now everyone knows. But so I had woken up to it, which is always a weird thing. Waking up to news is a funny feeling, because for anybody, but specifically for Barstool, where, you know, ordinarily I would say the bulk of us who actually do work around here, we don't miss, you know, anything.
We're
within, you know, we hear the news. Maybe we don't see it firsthand, but within a matter of, you know, 5 minutes, you're on the up of what's going on. So to wake up to news where you're like technically, you know, 6 hours late. I wake up at 7 a.m. and I see, I pop on Instagram real quick.
Instagram first, huh?
Yeah, which is weird.
That is a weird one.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't do first. No, I definitely didn't. You know, it is funny. I don't remember, but I'm so addicted to Twitter, I had to do Twitter first. But I think I probably popped open my mentions, and my mentions right now are all Jets nightmare stuff. So that's probably why it didn't jump out at me right away. I open up IG, and I see a comedian like Sherrod Small, who's going to be on KFC Radio soon, and he put up his Instagram was just a screenshot of CNN's headline. And his caption said, "A dream that you dream will come true." He's obviously like a hardcore liberal, hates Trump, and so I still didn't know, because I was like, "Wait, is this like a Photoshop or fake news?" And he's saying he wants it to come true, but you know, I started to get like the spider sense tingling and being like, "Wait a second, is this real?" Then I go back to the old bird and I see, you know, it is confirmed, and I mean that is
it's.
That is the news of the...
You said it in 1 minute, man. The millennium.
Yeah.
Or the millennial.
I mean, it really
probably... You said.
It probably is, like, since maybe Bin Laden. Since we got Bin Laden. That's the biggest news.
It just doesn't feel... I was awake when it happened. I was watching the Brewers-Dodgers game, which, by the way, the fact that... And I understand it's West Coast, but first pitches on the East Coast at, like, 10:15, just unnecessary.
What time did that game end? Holy shit.
I can't even remember.
We'll talk about the problem with baseball. There's actually... Yes. I didn't know there was such a thing, but there is too much baseball going on right now.
So I was awake for that. I also was absolutely delirious because we were in Texas yesterday for the Pro Football Show, and I don't get up early in the morning, and I had to be in a car at 5:15. I'm not a grown-ass adult. I can't function. So I was forcing myself to stay awake. When I saw the tweet, I thought it was all fake too, because I was like, am I dreaming this? Am I just so tired right now that this is fake? And then my friends who were also watching the game, who we've been texting back and forth, they're like, holy shit, are you seeing that Trump and Melania have COVID? And I just put my phone down and thought the same thing that you said on 1 Minute Man. This movie that is playing out this year is so unbelievable. And for me, my first thought was conspiracy theory. My first thought was that this has to be something that is going to be used in the voting and in the election, not that he actually has it. Now, I don't know if that's the case. I've gone back and forth in my head, but that was my first thought.
I honestly don't think it's even that far-fetched. I think anything is possible. Hang on, I'm actually just trying to get Skype up for you so you can see my beautiful face.
I do. I want to see your beautiful face, Kevin. But no, I did. It took me a second to process it.
I think it's such a weird thing, and the fact that it was broken on Twitter, and the fact that Shams was right alongside it, like NBA Insider is the one who has the news at the same exact time. I just feel like that it leaves the door open for the possibility of like, this just seems weird and fishy and the timing. And I don't know if there's anything that could be gained. I don't know if there's much positive to say you have a deadly disease right before people are going to elect you into a position of power or responsibility. But if you can beat it in 2 weeks and still have time before the election and be viewed as like a hero or something, I just wouldn't put it past anybody in politics or anybody to do grimy and shiesty things in the year 2020. If there's money on the line, if there's power on the line, if there's pride and reputations,
egos, the whole thing.
Yeah, egos. If there is a way, you know, because right now one of the centerpieces of this is like who's physically capable and able and healthy and who's demented and who's not and who can talk and all this shit. It sounds like a wild risk, maybe, but you know, if it could be like I had it and beat it and look, I will like lead you and you'll be safe. Who fucking knows, Casey?
I feel like, you know, and you just mentioned all those things about politicians. I feel one of the things I feel like everybody can agree with is that politicians, whether they're far right, far left, anywhere in between, will do anything to win. And it's not me sitting up here saying like, well, because it's Trump, I think this, or because it's Biden, I think this. I just feel like in politics, especially right now with everything that's on the line, that my tinfoil hat is just going to come on. Now, of course, I don't want anybody to get the virus. I never wanted anybody to get the virus. I wish the virus didn't exist. No shit. So if they are struggling with the virus as human beings, I'm like, well, that fucking sucks. Like all the people that are on Twitter right now celebrating that he might die, you're a bunch of assholes. I don't care who you are. Like, it's a human being. But beside the point, all of this to me feels so strange because the debate was last week, and then there was all the rumors on Biden canceling the next debate, but it was really Trump canceling the next debate, and then they get this, and like you said, it was broken on basically NBA Twitter. It just feels all so weird, but then again, we're living in 2020, where I think everything is weird. So maybe if this was like an isolated incident, I wouldn't think that. But just right now, the way that Twitter on both sides are going at each other, and one's celebrating, and one is acting like he's already dead, it's just like, I don't even know how to process it. And I'm, you okay, know what? I'm probably not even going
to
try.
There is a ton to unpack on top of like the fact that we probably need to unpack that it's just a sitting president who, at the age of 74, who does, you know, have some cholesterol and blood pressure issues and whatnot. Like, maybe we need to actually talk about what could potentially happen here. But it's almost like you got to react to the news or the actual issue, you know? The news of it all is crazy because, you know, people saying that Shams like broke the news. If you're one of the people out here who's splitting hairs saying no, Donald Trump actually posted it 15 seconds before him, you suck. You're so fucking lame. You are the wettest blanket in the world. Whether or not he literally was the first tweet is not the point. The point is that like he had the news. It's not like he saw it and within 15 seconds was able to like craft that tweet and put it up. Like, dude had the info and got it out basically the same time as the president did. I'm dialing up. I'm about to pop on.
Ooh,
you're about to
let's
see this mug
let's
right
see that
here.
Pretty face. Oh,
there
you
I
go.
Am.
What
up, girl?
What the fuck is wrong with your headset?
It's broken. Yeah.
I mean, this
it's
is
been
a visual.
It's been this way for about a month.
You know, you've said that, but I didn't think that I realized how ridiculous you really look.
Yeah, well, you know,
it's
funny.
It's swinging in your face.
I didn't even think about it. Yeah, for the people at home just listening, my right headphone, earphone is broken, and it literally swings like a fucking grandfather clock. Like
that's exactly
right
what it looks like a metronome. But the messy hair is on point. Good for you.
Thank you.
You know how I feel about messy hair.
I got a full-blown mullet at this point. It's for the people who don't follow Donald Trump, there's a lot of them, to break it to the sports world and to the pop culture world, to the normal people of the world, Shams was right there at the exact moment, had the news, and whether or not he was literally first or not is you're missing the point. It's that it was, you know, a huge, huge piece of news that is going out to the people from a guy who you're usually getting your NBA free agency news from, who, by the by, did you know he's only 26?
No, I learned that from your video this morning. I thought he was, I would have said late 30s at the youngest.
He always looked young, and I never saw.
He's been around for so long.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, he was like 23 when he was really getting into the mix and going like toe-to-toe with Woj and ESPN. And I had never seen it, but once I saw footage of his appearance on Pardon My Take when I was doing like research for this morning, and he's got like a leather bomber jacket on, clearly a young dude, like had his hair done. I was like, oh yeah, this dude he's young. He's actually a pretty good looking guy. Like, he's got style. Then I never really saw him. I just saw the name, and I just saw the fact that he was going toe to toe with Woj. I just assumed he was kind of like Woj, you know, like an older guy.
I always assume that. And I really do. When it comes to the media like that, which is bad on me because we're all, objectively young, but when you said he was 26, but going back to the fact that he's 26 years old, he obviously has billions of sources in the sports world. NBA Twitter is always crazy. The offseason always is dramatic. The Woj bombs or whatever. How did he get this information? And you're absolutely right. I don't care who was first. The fact that I saw it on Twitter from him. I follow more people who are in sports than in politics. That's just, I'm not a politics person. I have my own political beliefs that will never come out when I'm talking about sports. So on my Twitter timeline, I'm seeing more people quote tweeting him than the actual president of the United States because I don't follow people in politics for the most part. So, however, and I mean, like I said, I was seeing it in real time because I was still awake. However you feel about it, the fact that he was even in the mix to be one of the first people is crazy. It's not some CNN or Fox or MSNBC or anything else like that person who could potentially get a scoop. It's an NBA guy. Zah, did you see it in real time?
I saw it at 4 a.m. this morning when I woke up.
Because you have to get up super early.
Yeah, I go to bed at like 8.
At 8?
Yeah, 8, 9 o'clock.
Oh, good for you. What do you? I mean, I should maybe, but do you? So you saw it at 4 a.m. Did you see it from Trump first, or did you see it from?
No, from Shams. I follow Shams.
It's crazy, right?
I didn't see it from Trump. Yep.
Like the, and then everybody that's texting me about it is saying, you know, go look at Trump's Twitter, and then Melania tweeted it and everything else. But I just do not understand how somebody who breaks sports news got that information. It makes absolutely no sense. I think Kevin might have died.
Could we? Oh, whoops! Oh, Kevin! Oh, whoops! I didn't even see that.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, but it's insane. It's insane though, because I mean, he's an NBA guy and it's president of the United States, middle of the night, crazy.
Yeah, and like I said, whether you love him, hate him, any feeling in between, it's still a massive story that the president of the United States,
most important man on the planet,
right, has the virus that the global pandemic has been about, and of course it does. We can say it for what it is. Uh-huh. Like, it does play into it that he kind of downplayed the virus the whole time.
Yep.
It'd be different if he was on the opposite side of that. Him making the comments about the masks with Biden the other night at the debate. But at the same time, the people who are like, I hope he dies, they can't be doing that either.
That's insane. I mean, the man has a family. What are you going to do about all the kids? Did you see the weird thing that the military did?
No.
So apparently last night they held the one drill. There's this plane that sets off all the ballistic missiles and all that. So they flew two of those on each one of the coasts,
okay.
On the East Coast and West Coast. And there's some guy on Twitter I think it was like a conspiracy theory guy or whatever. I don't know who the hell he is, but he picked up on that and he's like, something is happening. He must have tested positive, which was kind of weird.
How do people live without Twitter?
I have no idea.
I know people. You know, it's the idea of living in a world and having a life where social media doesn't dictate everything you do would be absolutely amazing. Don't get me wrong, but I've been on this, and I love Twitter.
Uh-huh.
I think Twitter is incredible for so many different reasons. I also hate Twitter for those same reasons.
Yeah.
But how do people get their news?
Yeah, where do you get your news? Like breaking news? And stuff?
I've been saying that for a long time. Like, I convinced my dad to get a Twitter. I really wish that I wouldn't have now, but I convinced him to get it just to read the news. So like last night. I guess most people were probably asleep, at least on the East Coast, because most people get up early. But you just wake up and see it on TV?
But even that, do they record, are they live, like actual like middle of the night type of stuff? I thought like live programming ends at a particular point, and then they do like reruns of news and stuff.
You know,
right?
Now that I think about it, so like I said, I was watching the Brewers-Dodgers game, and it happened during that game, so I went to sleep as soon as that game was over, and I don't think they interrupted the broadcast or anything, and if they did, I don't remember it.
I'm back, by the way.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
We
were just saying, Zah and I were talking about how, like, you know, I know you're a huge Twitter fan, too, but I was saying, unless I miss it because I was exhausted and delirious, whatever, if you don't have Twitter, how do you find out that stuff right away? Because I don't think they interrupted the ESPN broadcast of that baseball game last night.
We all
found out from Twitter. So what do you do?
Maybe some people have like alerts on if you have like a Fox News app or a CNN app or something like that. But
that
you know, you got to be, you know, for, I would imagine for our parents and people of that generation who maybe aren't so tech savvy, you're probably finding that out in the morning when you put on like your local news or whatever.
But that's what Zah and I were saying too. It's like, do people just like wake up and put on local news still?
I think old people probably do, right? Yeah, I mean,
I don't know,
like the same way we roll over. I mean, what do you do when you wake up? My phone's in my hand instantly.
Oh, my phone's in my. I mean, I sleep with my phone in my bed, like not like I have like a I have like a long. Unless I'm sleeping next to somebody, then that's a whole different thing. But we're not gonna get into that. Like I have a long cable that like comes like from behind my bed, like through my headboard, so it's just like in the middle of my bed because that's how I know for sure I'm gonna wake up. But I turn it on Do Not Disturb so it can't disturb me all night. And then my first thing is I roll over and it is so unhealthy.
I mean,
I try not to do it at
I'm going
at night.
To bed with it in my eyes, like dark. My room is completely pitch black except for the glow of my phone. And then I finally go to sleep. And then my alarm rings and the first thing I'm doing.
First of all, you need blue light glasses. Shout out felixgray.com/jet. There, you know, just go take a look over there. But anyways, I sleep with the TV on. Most of the time too, because I like noise. Mm-hmm. So like the blue light doesn't bother me as much, but I try not to look at it as like, it's not the last thing I'm doing before I go to sleep, but it's definitely the first thing I do in the morning because my alarm goes off. It's already in my hand. Like, what am I going to do? Put it back down and like do something else?
Come on. I mean, come on.
What are we going to do here? But I think my normal, and it's all autopilot, right? It's like now it's just a habit. I think I check my text messages and then Twitter and then Instagram maybe. And then if I, sometimes I found like I get caught if I see something crazy on Twitter. Like if I wasn't awake last night and saw the Trump news hit this morning, that would have derailed me checking Instagram. Like I would have just been on Twitter forever. Sometimes it's the opposite where I'll check Twitter for a second and don't see anything, go to Instagram and can get caught on Instagram. But I definitely do the 1-2-3 punch. Like
it's
text messages,
like
Twitter, Instagram, and then email. I mean, our lives don't revolve around email near as much as normal people.
Honestly, I'm so bad about email now. Like, if like, I don't look at my email. I mean, I just don't. I don't send emails. So I'm constantly in the studio and constantly on the go. Like, I used to do nothing but Gmail and GChat, and now I'm like, yo, if you email me, you're not gonna get to me. You have to text me or like DM me on the social media apps because that's where I'm at. And when you wake up like that, it's like 7 a.m. and like, I got my kids, they're laying next to me in my bed, and I'm like, all right, let's start the day. And instead, I've got to like dive into the details and figure out what's happening and get the tweets off. And I'm planning 1 minute, man. It's like, oh God, there's not even I can't even ease into the day. We're starting it up. Let's fucking go.
I have gotten a lot better with that if I'm dating somebody. Like I used to be, especially when I first started at Barstool, like as soon as I would wake up, I was like, all right, I've got to dive into all this. Now, if like I'm sleeping in bed with somebody, I will check it to make sure I haven't like missed anything from a text message or like a human being standpoint. I won't immediately go check my apps. I have been getting better at that because now it's like, okay, like I have somebody here that I would rather talk to than go and look at random people on Twitter and Instagram, unless it's things like today, which I feel like, you know, it's the biggest news outside of the fact that there was a global pandemic all year. And think about all the crazy shit that happened you said this on 1 minute, man, with the George Floyd stuff and all the rioting and all the protesting and everything. Now, just weeks before the election, the president of the United States, and like I told Za, I don't care if it's Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever, it doesn't matter who it is. It's still the president of the United States has this disease or has this virus. That's insanity. And if you're not talking about it today, I don't know what you're talking about because this is kind of a big deal. Well,
Rick Moranis the biggest injustice in this world that Adam fucking Gay still has a job.
You said this on Twitter. I don't know why I was checking your Twitter so heavily this morning, Kevin. You must have been on my mind because I feel like I know everything that you tweeted. Today would be the day to make big life decisions.
News dump. Go right under the radar.
You know, maybe fire Adam Gase today, or I don't know, just anything in sports right now, as long as it's not like a real life issue, you could probably get away with no one giving a fuck today.
You could break personal news, just put it on Twitter and like nobody will know.
Like
we're breaking up. Like put it on Twitter, nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares. Like I you know, we're doing the virtual 5K for Whoop. It's like me, Erica, Pardon My Take, like a whole thing and it's
break this down for me. What do you gotta run inside or something?
I don't actually know that yet, Kevin. I know it's for charity. It's for MD Anderson, which was my cancer hospital, so that's great. I didn't know there was an actual 5K involved with it, like whenever all this stuff was popping off. It's October 26th, which also happens to be the day after my birthday, so that'll just be an absolute debacle. But I was gonna write a blog today about it and like, you know, have me and Dan with our Whoops on and everything else because
fucking point though, right?
Yeah, it's going towards MD Anderson, and I thought about it. I was like, not one person will care about that today. That'll just be lost in the sauce.
Goddamn Jets is like, I told Jackie, you know, hey, the good thing is Thursday night games, they're so early. Everyone's mind is still on football going into the weekend, so we can take our time and get it out, and it won't be too late. You know, like usually on Sunday, I like to get them out because Monday, everyone's kind of moving on and into the week, blah, blah, blah. I was like, don't worry, you know, we can put it out tomorrow, and it's like, is anybody even fucking watch this?
No, I mean, today is just a wash because it is, and I keep saying this, like, I hate getting into politics, but it is just another example of how divisive everything is right now. Mm-hmm. Because if you are on the left, if you are on the right,
you know what, though?
The opinions
I will say
flying
this.
Today.
If you're trying to win this election, man, taking the high road ain't the way to do it. Like Joe Biden coming out and being like, you know, we got thoughts and prayers for Donald and Melania. Like, we got to beat this disease. When, like, just fucking two, three days ago.
You have to, though.
I don't think you do, though. I mean, you have to, but, like, under the old rules.
These are new rules. You did do the air quotes just now obviously no one can do. I get what you're saying. It's ruthless. And clearly Trump, you know, went after his son on the debate.
Yeah.
Like, there's low blows. But at the
same time.
Treat
others how they treat you.
That is in the Bible. No, it's not. It's the opposite, Kevin.
Well, it's how you want to be treated. But I think the better one is treat them how they fucking treat you. And if he's a fucking asshole to you.
Well, in the Old Testament, it was an eye for an eye. So you're
right.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what I you know what I really would have done?
The other cheek. Hmm.
To be honest, like, I mean, what I probably, my petty self, what I would do is be like, you know, you guys are really going to elect this, like, fucking guy who's going to be dead come November 3rd.
Well, that's why you can't run for office.
Can I read you, let me read you the meanest, I mean, for this tweet, because I said this is going to be the phoniest day you've ever seen in your life on
Twitter. Both sides.
On both sides, people offering up thoughts and prayers for a guy that you know deep down. If you ask them in dark places they don't talk about, you get a couple drinks of them, you ask them the truth, you give them some truth serum, they would tell you flat out they want Donald Trump to die from this, or at least be like debilitated to the point that he can't function.
Here's the thing, though, and find the tweet, but I will say this, and I'm not just saying this because I'm trying to, like, you know, just be a better person in general. If it was opposite, so say it was, you know, parties don't matter to me. If it was Biden that got it, or it was Trump that got it, or Obama or Bush or whoever. If I'm on the fence about who to vote for, and I see the opposite side, like, cheering for it, like you, like you would, like you petty, like you would say petty, that to me would be like, what are we doing? It's like when people cheer for injuries in games. It's like, come on, man. There's a human being on the other side of it. I understand it's like my rival, but it's like when bad things happen to the University of Texas and I see Aggie fans being like, oh, fuck Texas, LOL. It's like, no. Like, there's a human being on that side of it. So
yes.
I feel like Biden has to do it, because if there are people out there that are on the fence about who to vote for, which I don't, at this point, I don't even know if those exist. But at the same time, it's like, if he came out and celebrated it, then he's alienating a whole side of people.
For sure. Let
it's
me
like,
say
I
this.
Mean, Cuomo did it too. Cuomo
I
came
would
out
have
and said it.
Said,
they hate each other.
If you were being honest about, like, if you could be honest about your deep dark feelings, I think a lot of these people would be like, "What was the famous phrase from that guy?" Boom, when that guy was like, Edelman's tore his ACL. Boom. I think that's how these guys are really feeling. I think that they, if they were telling the truth, they would be happy. I get that you can't say that.
Definitely.
But what I would have said was something along the lines of, like, this is a perfect example of why you do need to wear masks and take it seriously, because when you're reckless and cavalier about it, you could get the disease. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a way to kind of, like, you know, call him out for not taking it seriously and not be like dancing on graves type.
That's
thing.
The difference, too. I mean, that,
so this tweet I got, listen to this. This is just a random dude. I'm not even going to give his name because... because I had said, you know, there are people who are going to be phony. And he said, you're right, and that's why I'm not going to hide it. Quote, I hope the COVID slowly takes over his body and he slowly slips away. Young Baron will have to say goodbye from a window to his absent father.
Is this like a media member?
No. Just a random dude.
Oh, I was
just
a
random a ass
guy?
Like follower. And I think I will say Yankee fan. Scumbags, but you know, but he's not alone. There are people who do feel that way and do think that he's like that bad of a person. I wouldn't go as far to like root for anybody's death, but I think in the world of politics, he's dirty, and I think that taking the high road, I think you got to fight a little dirty and not, and you don't do it to alienate anyone. But I think I would have said something along the lines, like I said, like you know, Donald, you know, it was just making fun of me a couple days ago. Unfortunately, he now has the disease, and I think that's a perfect example of how you know, you should not conduct yourself around this disease. What? Whatever, word it some way like that. The fact that it sounds like they might have known, or they knew that Hope Hicks has a positive test, and we're still traveling. Like, these are the things I would point out. That's not like, hey, I hope he's gonna fucking die, but I'll point out that, like, you know what, he's really not like following, you know, protocol or listening or taking it seriously. Because, you know, I mean, the point is, if it was the other way around, Casey, if Joe Biden got it, Donald Trump would be like, you know, Sleepy Joe is going to be dead in a week. How can you vote for him?
Yeah, we said this when you were disconnected, that it does play into the fact that Trump has not been taking this thing seriously. And again, it doesn't matter what I think, what you think, and you can draw your own conclusions. But it does play way more into the storyline that just days ago he was making fun of Biden's mask. Mm-hmm. And in general has just kind of been, you know, on the side of, I mean, all the quote, I mean, yeah, you can go on Twitter right now, all the quotes that he's had from all the way back into February. But I do think that the play on the opposite side is that you kind of take the high road with doing what you're saying. Like, well, yeah, no shit. Like, if you wore a mask, we live in New York. New York City has been a mask place. I was watching Dave. By the way, complete side note. Did you see the whole thing with Dave this morning? How he went live trying to find a Starbucks, and there was like 10,000 people watching him just not be able to find a Starbucks in L.A.? That's beside the point. He was going, he went live.
What's he
on
in L.A. for?
I don't know. We flew with Penn yesterday, and they flew to L.A. afterwards, so I don't know. But he was going on to talk about this, and he just couldn't find Starbucks and just spent just minutes in, I mean, what, trying to find it. But he, you know, somebody said on there, like, you're not even wearing a mask in public. And he showed that there was not one single human being in West Hollywood around him. So the mask thing is such a divisive thing anyways. And Trump has been seemingly anti-mask, and now he has it. So that does play into it. I just don't think that Biden or anybody on the left can come out and be like, aha, I told you so, because then it just makes them look petty. Even though everybody is petty in politics.
Yeah, I think there is some sort of...
Can you imagine if, like, this was Hillary Clinton? Like, I thought about that, too, this morning.
Do you remember when Hillary, like, stumbled up the stairs and they were, like, clowning her and making fun of her and calling her weak? And, you know, I do think there's room for a middle ground. And I think they could have, you know, it was an opportunity to not even be petty about it. But, I mean, it's all petty. But to
be
kind of serious about it and be like... if it was me, I would say, like, I want a leader who we can trust will be there, you know, when times get tough, and if you don't take it seriously and you do get sick, you know, you can't be there. That's how I would have,
like, see what Cuomo tweeted?
Approached it. No, what did he
say? I think this is kind of what you're saying. So he said, my thoughts are with President Trump and the First Lady, and I wish them a full and speedy recovery. This virus is vicious and spreads easily. Wear a mask. Let's all look out for each other.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You can get your agenda across and get your, you know, vote for me out there without necessarily being like, we're going to fucking, you know, we want you to die.
Right. We wishing for death, I mean, it's just not the play with this. Personally, I don't care who it is.
But to be clear, I think if you ask these people, like, the truth, I bet you there are people who would take it as far as, like, not only do I want him, like, not in office, I don't want him to be alive anymore. That's how crazy politics has gotten. I really think that.
That's how crazy this world is.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to our break.
We have a lot of calls, by the way.
We'll get to our calls. We'll talk Trump. We'll talk Rick Moranis. We'll talk the goddamn Jets. We'll cram it all into a half hour. Baseball, the whole nine. Come on back. It's Friday on CCK. You're my son. I need you. This season is going to look a little different. A lot of fans won't be able to get into the stadiums or go to their favorite sports bar to watch, so you got to resort to watching from home. And if you're watching from home, that means you need some sort of expensive sports package, some sort of streaming service, or you're going to resort to going to, like, Reddit and finding some illegal streams and your football's all crappy. So what Miller Lite did is they brought the football to the fans with the Miller Lite Cantenna. It's an actual functioning antenna on top of a can of beer that you can plug into your TV and actually get your football. On top of it being a really cool can where you can play paper football with it, we also are running a sweepstakes where you can win some high-definition football. When you go to MillerLite.com/Cantenna, or you go to MillerLiteCantenna.com to enter, you'll get yourself some free high-definition football on a beer. It's no purchase necessary. The contest ends on October 12th. Must be a legal resident of the 50 states, 21 or older to enter. Cantennas are only available to residents in Colorado, D.C., Florida, Idaho, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada. What's N-E? Nebraska, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Void where prohibited. See official rules at MillerLiteCantenna.com for entry instructions, prizes, restrictions, etc. I've been working for the weekend, but that weekend never came. Will you pat my back tomorrow if I bring my back today? I've been going off the deep end. It's a Friday afternoon. My team is 0-4, well on their way to 0-16. If you can't step up and beat Brett fucking Rippin, Casey, as a matter of fact, if you let Brett Rippin basically shred you for 3.5 quarters before Brett fucking Rippin finally started playing like Brett fucking Rippin should have been all night long, you can rest assured that your team is probably never going to win a game. I'm not going to go through the whole schedule right now because that's boring. But I did do it a couple days ago, and I remember thinking the Broncos are really the only like shot we've got, and they really they play like one or two other teams that are pretty bad, and the rest is games they either will get blown the fuck out in, or certainly are going to be the underdog in. So that's terrible.
That game was electric.
It was fun though. It was fun.
It was electric as a from a dumpster fire standpoint.
For Thursday Night Football, that's about as good as it's going
to
get.
Oh yeah. So there's a girl that listens to the Dime Package that, and I said it a couple weeks ago. I think it was the Patriots game that was the Sunday Night Football game, and I said a little Sunday Night Football porn. So now it's become like a thing on the podcast. And she said this is Thursday Night Football porn, and then she followed it up with like in the worst way possible. It's like the porn that you can't stop watching, but it's still like, all right, well, but the. I don't know if you saw this, but we put out a Thursday night preview from the Pro Football Football Show. I'm assuming you don't check that content out very often. But I asked the boys if they would rather have Trevor Lawrence or Sam Darnold, and Dave had to actually think about it. He said he's not completely sold that Sam Darnold's not the guy. And Dion and Dan and I are like, what are you talking about?
I'm stunned that's coming from Dave. Dave's always been down on him. Like we talked about this for a long time. He said he thinks he turns the ball over too much, and he's always kind of been low on him. I can't believe
it was a very strange moment. Yeah, it was. We put out the clip last night, and I asked, do you think that they should tank for Trevor? And Dion said, well, they don't have to. And I said, okay, should they just exist for Trevor Lawrence at this point? The Jets just need to exist for him. And Sam didn't look horrific last night.
It's hard to articulate. Sam Darnold is not the problem, but he's not the problem. And at some point, you have to give him some of the blame as well. You can't just completely absolve him of all blame. And B, it's more of the entire situation. Even if you don't know if Sam Darnold isn't the guy, by the time you get a new coach in, get a new system, draft some people and hopefully they pan out, make some free agent signings and hopefully they work, and then let him get his feet underneath him. By now, we're talking about like his fifth year in the league, and he's got to like unlearn what Adam Gase has done and get his confidence back up, and then you've got to pay him. All that, it's too much of a mess, and it's almost a timing issue as much of a talent issue. And so if you have all this building to do, you might as well just reset the clock and start over with a guy who's a rookie and not and start with a new coach and the quarterback on the same page, and a guy who, at least if you're taking the word of every analyst and scout and shit, is the better prospect. I fully admit Sam Darnold could go elsewhere and be like Ryan Tannehill, but even better. Like, Tannehill is winning, but I don't think it's really because of him. I think he's just doing a good job with the system that Vrabel is giving him. I think Darnold could potentially be, you're not winning in spite of him, you're winning because of him elsewhere. But it's just not going to be here, so let's just be fucking honest about the situation. Because if you watch that game, there are times where he's overthrowing the ball and third downs, like passes that are just not even close. And, it's only a couple times here and there, but it's like, that's not getting any better. I haven't seen, like, any progress. And I'm sure it's a whole litany of things, and it's all coming down on him at once. And so, of course, you got to give him some room for error, but there's too much of it, and there's too many problems. So just, let's be honest, let's fucking, here's the question, Casey. Like, will Sam Darnold win a Super Bowl with the Jets?
No.
And if the answer is a no, or a really, like, I can't see how it's going to happen, then move on.
Yeah. No, move I completely on. Agree.
Because the last thing you want is to give him big money or even, like, close to big money. He's not playing well enough to deserve, like a $30 million, like a Dak Prescott contract. But if he's commanding enough and you give him a long-term deal, that is true football hell when you are in quarterback purgatory like that.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that the I'd prefer the politics world not be on fire, but one of my very small microcosm selfish reasons that I'm not happy that we are dealing with the Trump and Melania COVID situation, because I was really hoping that I would get a screaming Friday edition of CCK about football, which is always fun. Like, I mean, it's not fun when it's your team, and I've done it all week with A&M almost losing to Vanderbilt, but that it's kind of selfish that they dumped this politics news on us today.
They robbed the listeners. They robbed you and the listeners.
They robbed us, and it's a big weekend in football, and I feel like now that this whole Trump thing has completely taken over and everything else doesn't matter, it's just selfish. I mean, well, I wanted to talk about sports today. That's what I
hear
wanted
you.
To do.
Well, I can't. I mean, it's you can't force these things, but a new episode of the Goddamn Jets is up right now. And I mean, let me see if I can I just clip this because I'm going to play it for my promo. I mean, let me see if you can even hear this. It might.
Jeff Driscoll and Brett Rippin after Nick Mullins. These are bad, bad, bad players on bad teams that are better than all the bad players.
You want to email it to me, Kev?
Yeah, I'll send it over.
I can hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I want it through the full.
The people probably can't hear it.
Let me send that to Zah. I just texted it to you. It's just a quick clip of. I mean, at one point it was Brett Rippin all goddamn night, and then they put in Jeff Driscoll, and they're like, yeah, they want to put in Driscoll for his legs, like he's fucking Mike Vick in 2004 or something, and then he keeps it and gets the first. I mean, it was like. How are these guys who are bad players beating us, like, putting up... don't get me started, Casey!
I know it. This is what I was really hoping for. But in the end, it was
best case scenario. Because the one thing I hate, Casey, is that I don't get to watch, like, fun football. I don't even get, like, first downs and shit.
Yeah.
We were scoring... We almost scored 30 entire points in a game, Casey. Can
wow.
you believe it?
I can't.
And so we get a fun game that was entertaining... And we still get to keep the 0-16 tank dream alive. And I hope...
It's no longer tank. It's just exist.
Yeah. I think that we at least are a step closer to getting rid of Adam Gase. I can't believe that is not enough. But apparently we still need to do more. I don't know. They say the logic coming out of the organization, if you believe these sources, is saying that... You know, uncertainty in the coaching position is bad and not good for Sam Darnold. And it's like, ordinarily, I would agree. But this is the one scenario where I think full-blown uncertainty for the future is better than what Adam Gase is going to give you because it is certainly going to be failure. So at least give me the wild card and the potential for something good because right now we know exactly what we're going to get with Adam Gase and what you're not going to get and what you're not going to get is competent coaching and winning football.
That's true. I mean, go off.
Anyway, let's go to calls because I know people want to talk about Trump more than anything.
Yes.
Let me just say before we go to a call, what I think is so funny is because of the Twitter element and Shams and how much attention Donald Trump's tweet is getting. People are talking about how many retweets and how many favorites in an article that was like a real article talking about like the disease and health and the politics of it all. At the end, there was this little bullet and it said, previously, the president's most liked tweet was a 2019 tweet announcing that rapper A$AP Rocky was released from prison and on his way home to the U.S. from Sweden. Like, that was part of the news for this whole fiasco. It is crazy.
We're living in a reality TV show. I mean, that's just what we're doing.
It is season 244 of America, and anything can happen. Let's hit the
anything.
Calls.
Let's go to our guy, Dominican Dillon. Why not?
Dominican Dillon!
Yo, what's going on, guys? Listen, you could put Trump and Biden in my living room and debate, and I wouldn't watch it. Shit. I could give two shits about. I know people care about it, but me, all my life is fucking gambling, losing money, and trying to pick up chicks. That's it.
But Dillon, and that's fair. And I don't get me wrong. I like to live by not picking up chicks, but I like the idea of living just kind of in ignorance is bliss.
You should
when it
give
comes
it a try,
politics.
Casey. It's fun.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin, you don't want me in that game. You want to go head to head with me?
Nope. You know what?
Nope.
I'm confident enough in myself. I'm confident.
Let's give our girl Paige Sporanic a call. You know, like maybe we can.
You know what? I say yes. Let's try that.
Yeah.
Let's set that up, Casey. Let's get Paige Sporanic in the bar and tell her that you're going to hit on her and I'm going to hit on her and that she's got to fuck one of us because guess what, Casey? I win either way.
Oh, damn. I didn't know where you're going with that, but I really... All right, never mind. So back to politics. So, but Dillon, like, you don't care about that, and I totally get it because, like I said, I like to live ignorance is bliss sometimes. But with this Trump stuff, don't you feel like it is kind of like, oh, shit, like, I kind of have to pay more attention to this right now?
The thing is with me, I don't, maybe I'm just different. I don't care about anything, really. Like, my life is just fucking just one big same shit circle jerking.
I think you're not alone. I think you're not alone. Me and Fights kind of had an argument. Not an argument, but we were debating the debate. And I was saying how, even though it's a shit show and even though I'm not highly political, I find that format to be fascinating. And I do think it's interesting. And he was kind of like, I just don't give a fuck about those people, and I don't want to hear them argue and fight and bicker and be petty. But I think that, like, I would like to, even though you didn't learn from that, I want to be, like, aware that that's the state of the union. That's the state of what we're in. And so I find that to be interesting. But I also can't begrudge anybody from saying, you want to just hear two assholes yell at each other and not actually discuss any of the topics? What's the point of that?
Listen, I like drama, but I like drama where there's a chance of physical blows coming, something like that. Those dudes ain't throwing hands. Like,
no.
Come on. Like, is that they'd like to talk a whole bunch of crap, but that's like my
But Dylan, don't you think of it like, I almost think of the debate when it's done well, it's almost like a rap battle. Where it's like, you know, you think you hit me with a point, and I like flip it around on you, and I bring up something from your past that proves you hypocritical, and it's like, oh, remember last time when fucking they put the ether beat over Elizabeth Warren talking shit to, I don't know, Trump,
yes,
or whoever it was, and it's like, it almost becomes a sport of like verbal sparring, but you got to do it well, and those guys didn't do it well.
You know what it is too, though? Maybe this is the problem too. The people that follow this shit are the big is fucking losers usually.
Yeah,
like,
that's the problem too. Yep.
Also, so it's
they don't
like,
have the personality or the charisma and the normal. You can't
like,
relate
they
to
don't
them at all.
Find anything like say me, like me. Obviously, I don't like the guy. I don't like Trump and everything. But when he does something funny and it's funny,
you can laugh.
It's funny.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. No,
like,
I'm with you on that.
You can't. That's what I don't know. But those two, it's crazy. But listen, I'm gonna tell you with Darnold. I know people want to talk, so I'll be quick. After watching last night, I know we differentiate on this. He isn't the problem. I'll take him on Washington right now. That dude is.
I get it.
On the fucking throw. So that
I know.
When it's no time to throw, that's why you're going to throw an errant ball. If you're going to throw a deep ball, this dude doesn't have 2 seconds to do a three-step drop.
I agree.
Even shotgun.
I agree. But there are still times where he does have time to play. And forget about what weapon he's throwing to. He's overthrowing it by, you know, fucking 5-10 yards or making, like, still making, you know, mental mistakes. And I know that when he, if he was in the right system, he probably would thrive. But that system is not coming anytime soon. So, like, okay. I almost think it would be better. There's got to be some franchise out there where they have weapons and a coach, and all they need is that guy, and they would, like, highly covet him. And you trade him for a good pick, a good package. He goes and he thrives, and Jets fans will just have to deal with the fact that it's like, wow, you know, he's change of scenery worked for him. But we have so much building to do and so many problems to fix that why would we do it with a guy who's going to be moving into his, like, fourth, fifth, sixth year by the time we even start to put anything together?
Yeah, I get it with them. And I think in a couple of weeks, people won't be riding this fucking little Trevor Lawrence train so much anymore.
Oh,
well, and
really?
That, yeah, that's the other side. Is like, is he as good as people say?
Yes.
I am not
yes.
sure. But
yes.
if
so Miami yeah. gets a hand on them next
that,
week. And
see,
that's
Kevin,
all.
That's where. That's
oh,
where
that's what's going
yeah,
on.
Yes,
it's the
yes.
you. Okay.
Yeah, it's not. No, come on, Dylan. Trevor Lawrence is pretty fucking good. Let's
well,
let's
see,
take.
I'm telling you, next week there's gonna be a different tone. I'm sorry. After
you
the game,
you think that
this
you
dude
think
is
that
not as good as people say?
Oh.
I'd rather have this kid from North Dakota.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Well, I mean, Casey, this is he doesn't want LeBron on his team either. You can't trust
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I mean, you just.
Oh no!
Can't.
Here we go with the LeBron. Watch tonight. Fucking.
What? What's going to happen tonight, Dylan? You're going to if Anthony Davis scores more points than him, that means LeBron's not good. What are we going to do tonight?
Listen, I'm telling you, you guys, or you, Kevin, with the LeBron, we're going to have to talk on the side where we can really talk because I can go all day with this shit, and I'll make.
So can I, brother.
Well, Dylan, we invited you to Friday. I say we, Kevin, but that's a we on CCK Friday Night Pints. When's that happening?
Yeah, well, it'll be after
the
series, right?
You got to ask Kev. That's
what was
Kev's
the bet
show.
Though?
There
we
was bet
a bottle on something. What was it?
Oh,
whether he wins. If the Lakers win the title, then he has to owe me a bottle, and we're going to drink it at Friday Night Pints. So guess what, buddy? It's going to wrap up in like less than a week. So maybe not next Friday, the following Friday, you bring the liquor to me, and we're drinking at Friday Night Pints. I will be drinking as a champion because the Lakers are for sure going to win.
For sure.
Yeah, no, I think with the injuries, that fucked them and shit. But who knows? NBA, the stars go out. All of a sudden, shit happens.
Listen, thank you for the call, bro. We're going to get to others.
Myers Leonard in there to fucking take LeBron's head off.
They're cooked. Like, get out of here. You have a good weekend. We're going to get to more calls. Squeeze it in, man. Later. Who else we got, Casey?
Well, okay. So this is where we're going to have to make a decision with the 8 minutes we have left. Would you rather go back to sports or would you rather talk about Trump? Because we've got
let's do Trump.
Mixed bag. All right.
Let's do Trump.
Okay. Let's go to Josh from Pennsylvania. John from Pennsylvania. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing all right. What's up?
So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the actual legal ramifications of Trump possibly being incapacitated and what happens. So in response to Kennedy being assassinated, Congress passed the 25th Amendment in 1965. And Section 3 of that basically addresses what happens when a president is incapacitated. So the first one is he would have to determine himself that he's incapacitated, which is obviously not going to happen. He would have to inform in writing the Speaker of the House of his incapacity. And in turn, the vice president would serve as acting.
Hang on. We got to get to some more calls because I don't want to cut you off. We have a little bit of time left, and we can't go through like the whole fucking amendments here. I mean, yeah. Listen, if he's actually sick and like in the hospital, it's going to become an utter shit show. But who else we got?
Well, now it's just all the politics calls hung up. Now it's just football.
All right, let's go back to football then.
Well,
Fuck it.
I don't know. This is very interesting. Kevin in Maryland, he spells his name the same as KFC. But
There's one way to spell Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, is there another way to spell Kevin?
Yo, what's up? What's up, guys?
How we doing,
Nothing
man?
Much.
Love the program. Yo, Kevin, your first and middle name is my legal name.
You're also Kevin Francis?
That's me, baby. And my middle initial is C. So I'm the dyslexic KFC.
Wait, what's your middle name?
You're KCF.
Yeah, I'm KCF, but my middle name is Charles.
Oh, so you're Kevin Charles Francis. Your name's Kevin Francis.
Yeah. Not
That's
Clancy.
Fucking wacky.
Yo, and get this. I'm a Washington fan and an Orioles fan, so my team's fucked too.
Hey, we're like, you're like a bizarro. Yeah, you're like a mirror version of me, man. That's not great, though. You don't want that.
Hey, I listen to you all the time, and I always think I'm like a younger, less successful version of you, so.
Well, I don't know about that. You got plenty of time to do your thing, so don't worry about it, man. Just make sure that you bail on your bad teams and root for some new ones. If you're still young, you still have time.
I'm too little, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, man. How we going, dude?
Just so you know, that he waited on the phone for 50 minutes to say that.
Good man.
That's
Good
awesome.
Man.
That's I awesome. Love I love that. Like, that's true dedication. Yeah. Like,
I had no idea what was going on there.
I was like,
what?
As somebody who spells their name like a complete asshole.
Asshole you are. Your whole life. K-A-Y-C-E.
Shout out my parents. I mean, listen, having the last name Smith, you have to spice it up a little bit. But I can honestly say, I've never seen another spelling of Kevin. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I was so confused.
Actually,
like,
I did know. I did know a kid named Kevin Douglas. K-E-V-E-N.
What?
Yeah, it was like Kevin.
Oh, that's kind of the way I say it, because I say things wrong. Kevin. No, I don't say it
that way. Because I say things wrong. I love that
Kevin.
You just admit it.
Well, yeah. I mean, how can I not? It's been beaten into me for the 2.5 years I've been at Barstool. It's true.
What a world. Here. Yeah, I got one more if you get it in there.
We have Mike.
No, you know, we only got a minute left. Let me just say this.
Okay.
It's wild, man. It's. I mean, I can't decide whether the world has always been a wacky place, and that maybe we're just it's all heightened because of the internet and social media.
No, it's
stories
wackier
breaking.
Than it's ever been.
But this is pretty fucking wacky. From the protests to the pandemic to the election to the reality TV star taking the White House to the
people
oldest guys in the fucking world. The fact Melania was about to get roasted for Christmas decorations and fucking and kids in cages, and all of a sudden no one's even fucking talking about that. It is a wild world.
It's crazy. And you know what, though?
There's one person right now who's happy, and it's Shams. He's living the fucking dream right now that he was the one getting all the
Shams.
Credit. 26-year-old
Shams. Yep. Yeah, no, I said this yesterday. Like, indoor dining just opened up in New York for the first time, and I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't even really care. I'd rather sit outside. Like, that's how conditioned we are in 2020. Like, fuck it. I don't care.
Just live the new world. We're living in the new simulation and make the fucking best of it. So, wear your masks. Stay safe. Don't get the disease. Don't get sucker punched in the face like Rick Moranis. Don't root for the Jets.
Definitely don't.
And stay hot.